and welcome to Awkward Conversations Puffy episode.
Wow.
Yay.
I am your host, Anastasia Washington, aka Psycho Fembot, aka I'm obsessed with this fucking show. Yay!
We can tell in your exuberant voice. Wow.
I mean, what? I'm sorry. I'm going to calm down.
Calm your tits. Calm your tits.
They can't be calmed. They just can't be.
They're so agitated right now.
They're out of control. They're so
agitated. I really, I dislike when your tits get agitated. It becomes difficult to handle.
You wouldn't like them when they're angry.
Oh, God. Large
or
and green.
They're not green.
Can I write the screenplay?
Yes, you can. Okay. We have our fabulous guest, Julie.
Hello.
What is your stage name? Julie Smith?
It's Julie Kirkman.
Kirkman.
Nobody has a name. It's Julie Smith as a stage name.
Ah, okay. So Julie Kirkman. She is a wonderful actress. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hey, thank you.
There you go.
Much better.
There we go. Fixing mic.
She's a wonderful actress and she's nerdy like us. So she likes Buffy and BBC and we love her.
Hooray!
She's fantastic.
Hooray. Nerdy is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nerdy.
She's
ho.
Nerdy. And she's done some photo shoots with us and she's fabulous. So we love her.
Thank you.
And with me, like always, Frank Bennington, a.k.a. Bad Touch Bad Boy.
A.k.a. your lord and master.
A.k.a. rapist.
Oh, master.
One of these days, Frank's not going to be here and we're all going to know why.
Is it because he's Bad Touch Bad Boying someone?
No, I think it's because Stacey doesn't want him to be the co-host. No.
I see drama brewing and I see a shit starter.
Shit starter. And shit starter Rachel from Good AKA Sassy Pants.
What I do.
And with us, like always, is also Francisco Calderon.
I almost didn't make it.
Cuddles.
I almost didn't make it. I was busy sharpening knives this morning. It was
all intensive.
Oh my
God,
that
intensive. Takes so much time.
I know,
right?
Yeah, it's wow. Just it's too much.
He's not lying. I'm not lying.
Were you seriously sharpening knives for your next victim?
Listen, that's what electric knife sharpeners are for, okay?
No. Then you lose that wonderful slicey sound, that shh, shh, over and over. The repetition is wonderful.
Interesting.
Your repetition.
It's very soothing.
So, so,
hey.
So, how's everybody's week been before we get into, before we rip into the buffet?
Amazing
eventful?
And very different from yours and amazingly eventful.
All right.
Well, you guys abandoned me.
I'm sorry.
And left me. And I spent the early part of the week focusing on the election, of course.
Erection.
What's
the
an erection?
The large looming erection.
It's very important to be
It was
erection.
It was amazing. It was glorious. It climaxed extremely early, as all good erections.
I think I disagree.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I'm doing it way wrong.
I want to revisit that.
Climaxed early, Obama won, tromped all over Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney ran away crying, basically. It was good.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about the entire night is that Mitt Romney was so arrogant and so confident in his winning that he did not even write a concession speech. He only wrote a victory speech.
My friends and I were joking that Obama didn't write an acceptance speech. All the polls were looking really weird. Of course, like the right wing was skewing their polls, but the main polls were saying Obama was going to do well, and he did. So
he's so mature every time he says skewing polls.
Skewing polls.
I'm just.
It was a delightful election.
That.
Not only did we get Obama, but we got gay marriage and we got legalized pot in Colorado.
What?
And
it's like happy birthday
that's got
to
like
you.
Their first gay, like openly
oh, yes.
gay
oh,
Senate.
First openly gay Senate seat. Oh, it's a woman.
Was it Maryland? It was one of them M states.
Oh, and we got Elizabeth Warren. So she's amazing. She's brilliant.
So he was very excited about the erection. How anything eventful happened for anybody else's week?
Not as eventful as yours.
A different kind of erection.
We got a different kind of erection. We went to Vegas to see Thunder Down Under.
Did you get the clap?
That was an educated.
I did not get the clap.
Isn't that what they call that clap? Thunder from Down Under?
No, the clap is a disease that I did not get from Thunder Down Under. No, it was fun. It was cute. It was kitschy. I loved the fireman getup.
Was it like Magic Mike, but live?
It was like Magic Mike, but live.
Well, that's good. Was it as depressing?
No.
Yes, it was as depressing.
Aww.
Especially after you see them walk out. Like not in their costumes and not in that dim lighting, and you're like,
oh well, that's why it was dim.
Well,
I didn't realize you were 60.
I mean, weathered. I mean, oh. It's like, but it was hot. It was cute. It
when
was
you
like,
tan that much, nice. When you tan that much, your skin's going to turn to leather.
And people always like are like, why? I'm like, why are you so freaked out about tanning? I'm like, I don't want to look old. I will bathe in the blood of virgins till the day I die so that I don't get a wrinkle on my
face. The worst thing you could do ever is go out in the sun.
Right?
So, I mean, just stay inside.
Right? And I mean, I burn. I mean,
I am not have puppy cancer.
Puppy cancer?
Sometimes you get puppy cancer.
Well, anyway, let's move on to Buffy. The reason for my, I mean, the reason why we're here, not the existence of me. And let's just start out with a hot button issue. Although I think now, like all the ages that we are and stuff like that, I think we're going to be kind of similar on this note. Please, if you are on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you can instant message us or tweet your opinion on subjects or call in at 800-893-9562.
Like we have fans.
We do. We do.
My mom listens.
Okay. Yeah.
We have fan.
We have fan.
We have a person.
So the question I have is the ultimate question, which is... Spike or Angel? Like, who would you choose if you were Buffy?
Aesthetically look-wise, Angel.
Are we talking Angel as Angel or Angel as, like, bad Angel?
I think if you talk about Angel, you have to talk about both possibilities because of the whole...
Exactly. I mean, if you take Angel and you give him that one perfect moment of happiness, then now
then
you've
he's
got
a dick.
A dick on your hands. And not a good
this
one.
This is true. And with Spike... You know what you get, except he had a little chip implanted, so you always know it's going to be gravy.
That was
my thought. Like, I always thought Angel, even in his own, like, little show, was, like, too, oh, I'm so sad about my
He's
life.
So broody
like, you never
and
have
depressing.
Any happiness. But Spike is like, fuckers, this is what I am. I am William the Terrible. I will always be this person. Oh, wait, I've got a chip that makes me, like, have a conscious. Fuck that shit. I'm still going to be badass and evil.
Well, here's the thing. He got the chip later on. And before that, we saw his relationship with Drusilla, and he loved her. Like, for a person that did not have a soul, apparently, he definitely had the commitment thing done. He definitely loved
nodding
the head on it.
Right. And so I think, you know, like when we have, like, you know, Angel who can't carry that love into having no soul, and you see Spike who can always love that way, I feel like that's the truer man. Although when I was a kid and watching it for the first time, I was all about Angel.
How old were you when you did you watch it from the very beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was age.
Like 13 or something?
Sure, I was 13.
I was not. I got in at like season 6, actually.
Well, it came on in 97, and I was just like entering 7th grade.
See, I think
so I was
maybe
like 13, 14.
I've only seen sporadic episodes, and it never caught me on like it's caught a lot of my friends, but I think it's because I didn't catch it during that angsty teenagehood period. Mm. So,
no, I caught it a little later in life.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, what did you think about, like, which one would you choose?
I would always choose Spike because, first of all, he's not depressing and broody. He's passionate. And if you go back to those episodes where they talk about the past, you know, Liam, I guess, was, what's his face, his name, Angel's name? He was always mean and depressing and sort of meh. Right. Whereas Angel or Spike was, like, kind of posh.
Passionate. He's just a bad poet.
He's a bad poet. He was in love with Cecily.
Yeah.
And he was kind of meek when he was alive.
But he was still, he was meek, but he was still like intent on, you know, he loved that girl. He wanted her to know and he didn't care who pushed him around for it.
Yeah. I may be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it.
David Boreanaz does nasty things to my crotch.
I wish he did this thing to my crotch.
If I haven't heard the horror stories of him, take nasty things to my crotch.
I would still let him do nasty things to my crotch. And I heard the horror stories, but whatever. I don't.
I think James Marsters.
I see him.
But my favorite is Spike. And then seeing, you know, him on Firefly. I'm not Firefly, on. Torchwood. Firefly on the brain as well.
Oh, very good.
having seen him on Torchwood. And what an introduction just massively beating the shit out of each other until you have sex with each other. Same kind of a situation on Buffy when they hooked up. Breaking
take
a
me,
whole
sir. Take me hard.
House. Breaking
oh,
a whole
oh, I thought you were just going to say breaking a hole.
No, breaking a house. They broke a house.
They
I
mean, did.
When you have sex, if you don't break a house, is it really sex?
Yes, it still is sex. This is Do you have sex a lot?
Do you break
most
houses
of my sex
lot?
Involves sledgehammers. So.
Oh, okay. He's and like, I gotta break a house now. Otherwise, it's not sex, you know, people. You
know, I can't orgasm in. Unless there's demolition.
Oh, my God. Extreme Home Edition, people. Yes. Come on.
That's why the gays keep redecorating
the
so
gays.
Much.
The blacks the and the gays.
No comment.
Okie dokie.
Really, you don't want to comment on.
He's just gonna soundbite this entire.
Bored now.
Oh, what a whore!
What a bitch!
What
okay,
a fucking whore.
Okay, Frank, you're bored. You're let's bored. Talk about something about you.
Yeah, let's talk about something. You know,
what
personal?
Uh-huh. All y'all talk is up in here.
Okay, I will move off the subject that he obviously does not want to talk about. Also on the same lines, which. In the Buffyverse, or we could expand it to Whedonverse, would be the best lay. Best in bed.
Well, Jane from Firefly.
But is that because that's like your type?
No. Or I think he like would also be a good lay because
You think Jane? Jane of all the
Jane.
Firefly people, you
I like,
think
yeah,
Jane?
Because I was gonna go with Mal. But
yeah,
you
Mal.
Said Jane.
Mal. I'm you, but Jane is.
I have to agree. I think Jane would be a good lay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we talking about like? A relationship kind of lay where you want to go along,
I think he,
or
I
just
think
like
he would
a
be
one.
A good relationship. If you could get him to settle down, I think he would be in a good relationship.
He's more of a one night stand.
If we're talking about relationships, then you want Wash as your person, don't you?
But the question was
best lay.
I'm going with Mal because I like Nathan Fillion.
I know.
I like Nathan Fillion too, but.
I also like Sean Mayer, even if he does play for Frank and Cisco's team. I like his character as well, but I would be Mal all the way.
I'm going to say Mal because I love Nathan Fillion. And I'm going to also say Spike because I think he breaks a house with Buffy.
That's your thing, breaking houses, huh?
It's hot, okay? It was a really hot scene. It was really hot.
All of his scenes are
really, he's so hot.
I might have to go with Gunn too.
I also liked Doyle. Doyle was good.
Doyle was amazing. I really had a crush on him for forever, and
it's
I was really pissed off when
actor
he
had to die. But yeah,
I was really
you know.
He was sad because like they didn't really inform anybody about it like when it just happened. So like he just left the show, and when it came back, it was like no more Doyle. I was like, why the fuck did they kill off my favorite character? And I was like, oh, because he really. Died.
He really died.
That sucked balls.
I'd say Victor from Dollhouse for me.
Is
he the one with the little snapping turtle mouth?
I'll pull up a picture.
He's the Russian.
Wait. I think I have history with this.
Are we including Star Trek in this?
Oh no, not that one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are we including Star Trek in this because Kirk?
No, he's cute.
I mean, that's Joss Whedon as well. Yeah.
No.
Like,
J. J.
Why would
that's J.J. Abrams.
Like, why are we
Marveling? I keep
Avengers.
You could do Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
You could also do Captain Rose America. Mad if you wanted to.
Captain America. He would be the worst leg because he'd only want to do it in like missionary position and like
it's
be
wholesome. It's
you
wholesome, but dat ass. Dat ass.
Dat ass. Well, I guess, you know.
Well, if we're going there, Black Widow. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I
would do Black Widow. Come on.
I would do Black Widow.
I'm so shocked by this.
Yeah, come on.
I'm so shocked by this.
She is.
He likes ScarJo.
Okay.
I like that ScarJo. I like ScarJo in a red wig.
She is busty.
Red wig.
How about Vamp Willow?
Oh.
Vamp Willow?
She'd be kind of fun.
I think she'd be,
And if she got out of control, you could stake her.
That's true. Like, hey. Calm down.
Bitch.
None of that.
If we're talking Avengers.
Hawkeye.
No.
Hawkeye is
that one's
my she doesn't, but she doesn't like Jeremy Renner. I think
what?
Jeremy Renner is dreamy.
Everything about
He's
him.
He's dreamy.
Everything
What's
about
so
him
dreamy.
Should be like, I should be attracted to him. And every time I see him, I'm like, why am I not attracted to you?
I don't know, but my Lincoln heart's burned for him. Yeah. He is so cute.
I mean, he's
every time
he's
I see him, I'm like,
oh. Right?
Well, that's how you feel every about time? Daniel Craig. You don't get why you don't.
I know. I don't get why I don't like Daniel Craig.
I get why I like him.
That's.
I mean, I like Daniel Craig, except for in James Bond. And then, I know. And then I feel
just
like.
I don't know you anymore.
I found him slightly attractive in Avengers. Like, I was like, oh, he's kind. I can kind of get why he's. But I still didn't like.
I'm telling you, that 2 minute that business. Trailer for the new Bourne movie where he's just kicking ass and taking names is the sexiest thing to me ever. I'm like,
now that I think about it,
it's pretty good.
I'll run away with you.
The more I think about it, I'm quite happy with just Captain America and Jade.
Okay.
All right.
I'm good over here.
I'm going to go with
Hulk.
Thor. I'm going to go with Thor.
Yes, Hulk, no, we had this discussion.
Fine.
But we
no, you just like no. The dictator okay. Of my cooch.
Listen,
I will have
you
sex
will
with
have
Hulk when
sex.
I want to.
I know the sex that you get into. He will have sex with you. He will be inside you. You'll slap him. He'll slap you. Suddenly you'll explode and there will be little Anastasia bits all over the wall.
Fine. Just for cleanliness purposes, I'm going to have sex with Thor.
Guess okay? Remember that
Thor,
scene.
Thor, Thor, and Thor.
Just remember make that sure scene that where James Bond made someone explode. That was fun.
That's going to be your vagina.
Oh my God.
Little bits everywhere.
Okay. Anyway.
No, he will take
Hulk. Wait, but we haven't heard your answer. Did you say your
yeah,
answer?
I said Victor from Dollhouse and Hulk.
And
Hulk and Victor.
Did you picked?
Well, I started with what? Jane.
I don't understand.
I like Mikey a lot, though.
Do you not like him?
Really
like,
he's a dick on the show.
Jane is like, okay, he's a dick.
We didn't
but
say
he has like this heart of gold kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like once
like
in a while, he does something really good and it's really
great.
But he is not like attractive to
oh,
me.
Oh, no. On top you of that, I mean? Like he is gruff and attractive and it's just,
So did you also, like that's what I'm trying to figure out if it's like the act, it, like I like
no, I do,
Nathan
I
Fillion
do
and
like
I
the
like
actor.
Mal.
I like the actor, but on top of that, I like the character Jane. I thought he was just—he was
it's
nice.
The same character he played in
*The Ballad of Jane*. I just don't find him that attractive. As, oh, I mean, yeah. It's mainly because Mal is walking around nice to him, and I'm like,
I don't know that I want to go with Mal so much as just Nathan Fillion.
I would totally actually no. Mal, I think is. Actually, both of them are ridiculously attractive in their sense. Like, Mal is hot as, like, that spaceship.
All those men. But,
like, such a man.
Shepard is attractive.
Mal is, Captain Mal is so, like, I'm a
what
man.
What is up with Joss Whedon putting
man.
Attractive men in things?
Wash is
thank God, okay?
Attractive. I mean, come on.
Joss Whedon not only
man.
Puts really attractive men in things, he puts, like, empowering women
yeah,
in
I've
things.
Yeah, I've actually, a lot of his stuff looks very geared towards women to me. Buffy.
He's a feminist.
Feels, yeah, he, very much so.
Yes,
was, did he grow up? Did he grow up in a family full of women?
I don't
did
know.
He have lots
no,
of sisters?
Like two brothers.
He's from a long line of writers.
Well,
like,
doesn't he have like two brothers or something?
Yeah, and in his dad wrote for, or his grandfather wrote like what? Not Leave It to Beaver. One of those.
Did he write for the Show of Shows? Since you Caesar is the Show of Shows.
I mean, he's like, you know, writing royalty.
That's
like,
crazy.
His dad wrote, his grandmother
wrote.
That's what
I was saying, like,
the Whedonverse,
we could even open it up to, like, characters on Roseanne, since he wrote for Roseanne for
no,
like two
we're not
years.
Doing that.
Thank you.
And what is wrong with you?
And I know his,
saying that's
his
part
brother
of the
and
Whedonverse.
Him co-wrote the song for Firefly.
Oh.
Zach Whedon.
Electric Company, off. Golden Girls.
Wait, Golden Girls,
Kangaroo.
Big Arthur.
Yeah, there you go. So, like, he's like writing royalty, and I love him. I love him. Joss Whedon.
Blanche Devereaux.
Come on
that's
the
all.
Show.
She's my. Favorite.
I will freak out over you. Also, Nathan Fillion. If you want to meet me anywhere, I will meet. You.
Nathan can't hear you. He's not our fan.
By
oh,
anywhere she means
honey,
her vagina.
Be.
Nathan, don't listen to her, honey.
Stacey is now
listen
friends
to
with
me.
Somebody that knows Nathan Fillion,
that's
so
true.
She can be friends with
so
him.
Degrees of separation.
She's shaking her breast assist.
And going, nah.
They could
that's
hear that
dance.
So, what was your favorite Buffy episode, like, of all time? I know most people are going to say Hush.
Well, I haven't seen many. Hush is up there with me. The musical one was another one that I've seen. Very Ugh. Good. I like those two. Were just they blew me away. They really were the things that intrigued me and made me perhaps want to see more.
I'm glad that they blew you.
They blew me. Well,
my favorite episode. I have well, Welcome to the Hellmouth is a good one. I also like the one with the puppet demon slayer. Because I liked, I have like this humongous fear of like marionettes and ventriloquist dummies. Like, they just creep me out. I liked the twist that it was where you thought like he was this bad, like you thought he was the demon, and it turned out, no, he was the slayer of the demon. I liked that whole like, what twist?
What?
And I liked, and... and I liked the first introduction to Oz. I thought that was really good. Like, hey, here's this guy that she likes besides Xander. Oh, he's in a rock band. What? He's also a werewolf, people. That's a craziness.
What about you?
You're kidding. What a crazy random happenstance.
Oh, my favorite. I think it's going to be a toss-up between The Wish and Fool for Love, because I do love me some Spike, so finding out about his past a little more. Fool for Love.
I love that one.
But The Wish I just thought was clever, and I like the fact that it introduced us to an alternate universe so early on.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the one where they broke the building. I think it's called Smashed. I was going to Google that.
Yes.
I like that one because of things. And... because of sex.
Sexy times.
But that wasn't
sexy
like the smashing. Only sexual episode. There was also that one where her and Riley were like stuck in a room for like days just constantly having sex.
Oh, wait, no.
There's premarital sex episodes. In this series?
Huh?
You didn't say that there was premarital sex in the series. I can't watch it.
I'm so sorry, Jehovah.
And premarital lesbian.
Lesbians!
What?
What?
And this was made for the children?
For the children.
Won't somebody think of the children?
The children. Think of the children.
Think of the, Frank, what did you,
the body.
No,
it's depressing.
It is a depressing episode, but it's also one of the best episodes of the series. It handles death really well, and it's the fact that there's like almost no music. It's just, it's so different from everything else that it just kind of stands out to me a lot.
It was a good episode.
I think
that's
also why people like Hush, is because it is just like, it's all like, you can see how how good of actors they are, because it's not, it's just them literally miming. It's just them emoting. There's no music, there's no sound, there's just boom. And so maybe that's why it's not my it's not my top 10.
Did that one?
But it's a good one.
I think Hush is my top 10. I don't know, actually.
I wonder if it won. I got nominated for sure.
Mm. I think that's definitely one of my top 10s. How does everybody feel about the musical episode? Because there's a lot of people that are very pissed off about it.
I will say this.
I hate it.
Joss Whedon cannot write musicals very well.
I disagree. You've got Dr. Horrible.
No.
And I love Dr. Horrible.
Here's the thing. They're hilarious. They're amazing. But they're more, I'm speaking to music. They don't really feel like musicals,
musicals
to me. No, like, when I think of a musical, I think of, like...
Do they feel like opera's more to you?
It just, his musical, like,
Rodgers
the way that he writes it feels very weird to me. I don't like it. But I will say that they're hilarious, and I love them. And even that episode, I thought was one of the very best.
I thought, you know, when I first saw it, I thought it's because I was younger, and that's why I hated it. But no, I have rewatched it 3 times since then, and I still fucking hate that episode. I think it's cheesy. I think it's dumb. I hate it so much.
I think we have to point out something very important right now, and that is that Rachel and Francisco agree on something.
This is a rare occasion.
Wait, no, I like the episode.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't like it.
No, I said that regardless, I don't think he can write musicals, but I think the episode is hilarious and brilliant.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Rachel, did you like the first season of Buffy?
Yeah.
But you have a problem with
for
cheesy.
For the record.
I'm just saying.
No,
the first season wasn't exactly the most serious.
For
the
record, Stacey, cheesy.
We did not agree.
Cisco and I still record. No, I like cheesy, and there's camp and there's cheesy, and then there's like, hey, I want to do a musical just to see if I could do a musical, and let's do a musical, be fun. And I don't think it was well done. I think the music in it was like poorly written and lame. I just don't like the episode. I think it's dumb.
Be careful, don't hit your mic.
It was fun to watch. It's not in my top 10. I mean,
I think it was unique.
I think it was unique.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't have a hatred for it. I didn't go out and buy the soundtrack, but you know, like, I like it, and some of the songs I think were pretty funny. But I don't have a hatred for it.
I like Dr. Horrible more.
That's the thing. I think that he writes really hilarious songs. I think that they're funny and they, you get into them, but I just don't think that they're well written songs.
I love Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, Dr. Horrible. Yeah, is
Dr. Horrible.
No, Dr. Horrible. I enjoyed as well. I had that issue at moments as well, though. Like, I thought it was hilarious, and I loved the entire thing. But there were songs that were like, "Oh, that's kind of not really."
Well, yeah, I had,
were they the female songs?
That was the problem. I had a problem with the female songs.
I mean that, and there was a couple other songs that were like, "Okay, well, that wasn't really a song."
But for Once More with Feeling, did Josh write the music, or was that also his brothers? Was that Zach and Joss? Because I know for Dr. Horrible, it was his brother that wrote mostly the music and stuff like that. It was mostly...
I'm not sure about that, but
investigating.
I don't...
Investigation time. What?
But yeah, I didn't have a...
It was
Joss
Whedon.
It was just...
It was Whedon.
It was Whedon. It was Joss. Yeah, so I didn't have a problem with that. Also, another topic I wanted to talk about. Angel, the TV spinoff.
I watched that show until the last season where they were like, hey, he needs to have a son who's cuckoo bananas. Then I was like, fuck you, Angel.
I love cuckoo bananas.
I liked you. Then you killed off one of my favorite characters. You made her kind of batshit crazy. And then you brought in this crazy son who's supposed to fulfill a prophecy. And then they went to like work for...
Wolfman
and Hart, like they. I was like, what? Harmony was his assistant. Like Spike was working with him hand in hand. I was like, what is going on?
They can work hand in hand whenever they want.
I know. I mean, if they need help with working hand in hand.
I mean, I've watched all of the seven seasons of that show, or six, or however many.
There were five seasons of Angel, and the first two and the last one were good. Third and the fourth, I didn't even bother with.
I mean,
they had Connor, and I could not stand Connor.
Actually,
I just don't like him.
I didn't watch much of Buffy, and I didn't watch anything of Angel, and it did not appeal to me.
But I do like Connor on Mad Men. Vincent, whatever that last name is, I do like him as Pete Campbell on Mad Men.
Oh, do you? Do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, I'm he's not so some happy creepy for demon you. Child meant to fulfill
wow,
a prophecy.
Wow, sarcasm.
I love Mad Men, so...
Well, and I like the fact that Angel took Wesley and turned him from such a
pussy,
exactly, into, you know, kind of a bamf.
Yeah.
I know. I wonder if that, no, I guess she fell in love with him earlier than that.
What?
Allison Hannigan.
No, yeah, she fell in love with the third season of
What? Yeah. He wrote Titan A.E. I didn't realize that.
Are you okay?
I enjoy that movie. Okay. Yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
But he also wrote Atlantis, The Lost Empire, and I'm angry at him for that one.
Hey,
I'm not
because it was
not
a poor man's
no. It was they stole the story from a Japanese storyline, Nadia. It's the exact same story, and
John
they just
Hughes wrote Beethoven. Deal with it, people. Mm.
I can't comment on that. I don't know.
I never watched it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you're mad.
It's okay.
Yeah. what were we talking about?
Sorry,
Angel. To yeah, watch or not to watch?
Oh, yeah. But I had a train of thought, and then I was like, I don't know where it went.
Derailed.
Derailed. I watched Angel. We were talking about Allison Hannigan. And,
right.
Okay.
She meet that guy.
So, yeah. Like, I guess she met him during Buffy, and they've been together ever since. And I like seeing him on the show with her, like, on How I Met Your Mother now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's such a cute little drawback. Sandy. Like, I love it. And I felt like, I think I saw them when I was like, I don't know, like 16, like right when they were like 16, like 15, 16, when they were just starting to date and I saw them at Good Earth and then like they were walking out of it and I was just like, my face must have been like, holy shit. And they looked at each other and like Allison looked at me and she's like, and I was like, oh my God, you guys are a couple. I felt like I had like a super secret thing and I ran to my Buffy club. Not that we had a Buffy club at school or anything. Ran and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe what just happened. And it was just like the moment that David Boreanaz got divorced. We were all like just waiting to hear when it was finalized. It was awesome. Not that we were
Yay.
Obsessed. I was obsessed, okay?
Clearly.
I was
Clearly
obsessed.
We can tell you had a Buffy club. That's okay. I should
It doubled as something else, but that's more embarrassing. Buffy slash something that we don't need to discuss.
Oh, you should have brought it up because now I must know.
Uh-huh. You'll never know. You'll never know. Things should be kept secret sometimes.
I'll find it out.
Oh, you will not. So yeah, so let's take some time to ask our questions of the wonderful month of November.
November.
And it is November. Such a wonderful month because of two amazing things. It's the birth of me and Cisco. Without November, would be not here. What?
This current body.
This current body?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
My birthday shifts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Well, that and April? No,
the apocalypse is also happening today.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking 9 months back from November. What's 9 months back?
Oh, February? I am a exact Valentine's Day baby.
Okay.
November 14th. I know way too much about my birth.
Yep. Alrighty.
Yeah, so amazing month of November, and that's why I got went to Vegas and had men thrust in my face like you do on your birthday.
Which is fun, I mean.
Which is fun, because, you know, that's important to have your... okay, we get it. You copied it. Whatever. I don't care.
So, I'm just sorry.
So
I was just showing them. If you want... Okay, so back to one of the other subjects that I brought up. He wrote Atlantis, the Disney film, and they actually literally almost stole scene for scene this from an anime called Nadia of the Lost Blue Water.
Did they steal it or did they pay for it?
No, they don't own it. They're still fighting over it, I think.
Would anybody here have seen the Japanese anime?
Yeah, it came to America.
But before or after this?
Much earlier. It was in the
80s.
All right. We get it.
Joss is amazing, and we love him so much.
It's cooler when we were singing about it.
Okay.
So let's ask our questions to our guest. My question is, what is the weirdest thing you've eaten or would eat or would try?
The weirdest thing I've eaten or would eat?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good question. I generally like to try almost everything.
I like almost everything.
I've eaten, it's not really weird, but I've eaten calamari, like raw. Don't like it. It's horrible.
Yeah. I like it fried, though.
It is delicious.
No, actually, I don't even like it fried.
You don't?
It all tastes the same. It's
like
all kind of like rubbery.
Texture.
Yes.
I don't like it. Would you eat bugs?
Ooh. Nom.
I had this discussion once about tarantulas, where at first I thought, no, I would never eat a tarantula because gross. And then I realized, but they're kind of like lobsters or crabs. And if they tasted like crab or lobster, I would definitely eat tarantulas.
Ooh, what a about tarantula crickets? Roll.
Not crickets. Yeah.
Really? Not There's a cricket
legs.
Lollipop?
No.
No.
It's not that big of a deal.
Cricket chocolate.
Gross. But now I'm thinking that the most amazing thing besides our escargot pasta that we're going to make has got to be tarantula roll, like a lobster roll.
Yes.
Like buttered bun, you know.
So
a little
for Halloween.
Yeah.
But they have such a gooey center, like a Cadbury egg.
Well, that's just like eating like soft shell crab or like crab. You just take the...
Gross.
You take the...
I don't like crab.
Dip it in a little melted butter.
Oh,
I don't like
delicious.
Crab.
Right?
I mean...
Tarantulas and melted butter.
I'm just saying, tarantula roll, next
lobster
thing.
Lobster ice cream.
Ick.
Come to our food truck that we don't have.
Lobster ice cream.
Right.
Lobster ice cream was amazing. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It was really good.
Okay.
Frank, ask your question now.
You can't think about it. You have to just answer it. Just
I
fire
will
away,
try.
Okay? Would you have sex with an alien and would you wear a rubber?
Yes, I would have sex with an alien. And I would... probably would wear a rubber.
No,
unless...
super AIDS.
I mean, okay.
You don't want space AIDS?
Space AIDS gives you superpowers.
We
Those
are not
two separate
that.
Questions. I don't know. Yeah, will space AIDS give me powers? Because I'll take it.
It's, exactly. We have not confirmed
it. It is a claim
this.
That I have made.
Neither
if it gives you power, what is the negative side effect to space AIDS?
There's nothing.
There's nothing. So, yeah,
or the space clap.
The space clap.
No, you don't want to get space clap.
No.
No, okay. You don't want that.
Okay.
If you like your insides, you don't want space.
Yeah. So would you...
What do the aliens look like?
It doesn't matter.
Because that could help too.
There's tentacles everywhere.
Everywhere. What? Everywhere.
Tentacles?
Yep. That was I don't know. I was like, are they gray aliens?
If you're going to have sex with an alien, it's going to involve tentacles.
No, it's not. You have like the gray, like the area.
They have tentacles somewhere. I promise you.
They come out of places.
Can you disprove
this? You don't want to know.
I can. I can. I will talk to my alien friends. Wait, what was the alien that peed out of its hand?
Like, oh, that was from a scary movie.
So basically, is that its penis? So would it just be like finger banging you? Would that be?
I guess
the sex and peeing with the alien? In you at the same time.
That's boring. Okay, boring. I'm not in junior high anymore. Alien, that's some real equipment.
But maybe this alien is. Maybe on his planet, he is still in junior high.
Maybe
you just gonna get alien
awesome. No, sorry, not gonna work. I ain't rolling like that alien.
Maybe it's like no alien pedophilia. No. Awesome.
Is he wearing his football
jacket? Alien pedophilia? No. That's right.
But it's not illegal in space.
A lot of things aren't illegal in space. But that doesn't mean we're going to do them, Frank.
Except for Jane.
Except for Jane.
Yeah.
And Mal.
I'm a Mal.
Nobody ever mentioned the doctor, huh?
I said the doctor.
Not really. Oh, you did? I think he's a little too sharp.
I said Mal and the doctor. Even though he plays for their team, I said
that's
the
doctor.
That's
true. He does play for your team. You don't care.
Gay.
Sure. I mean, it's awesome. I really like it. He's attractive.
I just thought you guys were playing
what
on a baseball team.
I just
mean
he's short and adorable.
I mean, he's cute. I wouldn't
throw him pocket gay.
Except for he. Yeah, I would.
Short and adorable is Martin Freeman.
Yes.
He is short and adorable. Yes, yay. Okay. All right.
Would he wear the one cock ring if you were with him?
Would he? What?
The one cock ring.
The one cock ring?
The one ring.
The one ring. Sure.
Wouldn't that turn him invisible?
Like, where are you? Oh, there you go.
It's like hide and seek.
Sack of ghost.
I found you.
Sack of invisible man.
Oh, bro. No, rather. I found you.
Rachel.
Okay, my question is, would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner forever or be Thanksgiving dinner?
What? I would like to be Thanksgiving dinner. I enjoy getting stuffed.
I don't really like Thanksgiving, so I'm going to have to be Thanksgiving dinner because at least we'll end.
Okay, I'm going
to open it. I don't like Thanksgiving.
It's okay
either.
To be nasty.
This is the last question last week because this question is a little too weird, I feel.
What question?
What?
The question about would you hide bodies, like how many bodies can you fit in your car?
Well, that's old.
That's so
old. You can't
old.
Do that anymore.
So old. I'm calling you out on that.
Yeah. That's stupid. You used it again.
Well, and it's one of those things like, do I have to fit them in there in full pieces or can I cut them up? Are they
Yeah.
Frank, would you rather be Thanksgiving?
No, I would eat Thanksgiving because I fucking love food.
I would
and
eat
living.
Thanksgiving because I would like to live. Yeah.
Cisco.
I'm going to eat it.
Well, no. I'm thinking of it as a metaphor. I would like to be Thanksgiving dinner.
She's not doing a metaphor.
No, it's not a metaphor. It's literal. Would you eat it or would you be it?
Nobody fucks a turkey. What's wrong with you?
Tons of people do.
Actually,
I'm sure plenty do. Just type it in.
Fine. If you're going to rain on my parade and make it literal.
I'm going to rain on your parade.
We're raining gravy on your parade.
Gravy.
You would eat it.
It's gravy.
And then I'm going to vomit it all over you.
Julie would be
I'm into that. I mean, no.
I just really don't like Thanksgiving dinner.
Why?
That much? You would rather
I don't know. I don't really enjoy it all that much.
You'd rather be eaten.
I've lived a good life.
It's because she's been to London. She's like, it's done. I'm done. I'm over it. He's just so, go ask
I'd rather eat it. No Thanksgiving in London.
On December 21st, 2012, do you think anything will happen?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Mm. See, it is a very important date. My friends and I are throwing a party.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm excited.
It's an end of the world party.
The end of
the world. I think the world will end and start again.
Ooh. What will be the world ending? Like, what is the world ending? Do all
the
iPods
party?
Shut
no,
up?
No, I mean, it could be a number of things. There are
lots
of
theories
out there.
Oh, yeah, like Y2K?
Yeah, like
disaster.
Are we going to be in Revolution? Because then we'll all have J. Crew tops.
You mean Revelation?
No,
Revolution, the new show about
horrible like
15
NBC.
Years in the future. Yeah. All
I don't
the
hate it that much. I don't hate it that much at all.
I haven't
Why is everyone
it?
So
I haven't
clean?
Watched it yet. No spoilers.
Because there's water still.
Why are their clothes so perfectly clean and ironed?
Because they clean each other. Just because you.
Just because you don't have electricity means you don't. You don't have other means.
I'm sorry. Everything is a little too well made there.
Well, they do live in like towns it and villages me. And stuff me. Like that. And before there was power, people still kind of clean
themselves. It's only 15
themselves.
Years in the future.
People are
maybe they found a bunch of pallets
they found
full of
a
gap
nice
or something.
Gap that hasn't been
what
taken
gap
over
will
yet.
Survive
were you expecting
everything.
Like a Mad Max future and like
yes
and, like,
when
teenagers
I
say, we don't
when I lose power I expect
no.
us to fall directly into a Mad Max type future where we are on the roads blowing
know.
Each other up. I anticipate this.
You anticipate this?
Yes.
Oh. Well, how long was New York without power?
They did that. They were
it's not out, quite Mad Max.
The only reason that they could not accomplish that was they also did not have gasoline.
Oh my god.
I just I feel like
you put too much thought into some of these.
I feel like there's good points to the show that's currently.
I think there's good points. I just overall didn't care for it. Anyways, please.
Okay. So we've done our questions and now this is the most amazing time of the day. Hey. Mary fuck kill. Buffy Whoa. Style. What? Mary fuck kill Buffy style in your face.
I don't know.
In your face. And I'm very happy about this one because I love Buffy. So there you go.
How much do you love Buffy?
Would
you marry Buffy if you could?
I would not marry Buffy. I'd marry
No, I mean
character.
Would you marry the show? Would you marry
yes,
the show?
Yes, I would marry the show. I would marry the show Buffy.
How much do you love it? Would you marry it? Would you marry it? Would you like an R2-D2 engagement ring?
Yeah, I would.
That was really awesome. Did that you guys R2-D2. See that, by the way? You guys need to check this out. Some dude made his fiance an R2-D2 engagement ring. It is fucking badass.
No, don't come in here doing that shit. Get out of here. Get
Frank
of
is it. Wearing a Frank and Weenie shirt.
Do you just want an awkward conversation from the whole Buffy thing? Buffy universe? Because I have one.
Do you? Okay.
Actually, I remembered it after I left the meeting. So I worked at a prop house back when they were doing, right before Buffy started, and the set decorator came in and was like, okay, I need an apartment for a vampire with a soul. Like,
what does that mean?
What the hell does that mean? So he describes this whole show. And then he came back the next time and he said something about it. And I'm like, well, if you're doing your job right, nobody's going to know that you did your job.
Right.
Which was very awkward because the look he gave me was like, how dare you insult the fact that I'm a set decorator?
You stole my soul.
I did. I stole his soul.
You stole his soul, which probably helped him with the soul finding of the apartment.
I don't even remember what Angel's apartment.
It was like very like.
See, he did his job really well. You're not supposed to look at the apartment. You're supposed to
look
at the acting.
It was like stone, like, you know, like.
It was like bricky, loft.
I'm a basement, lofty apartment, but I'm clean and I obviously have expensive things.
LA loft.
Just bringing it around to the title. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that story. So we're going to have you reach in and pick your three. All right.
I've got my three.
All right.
Do I get to go first?
Yes.
Yeah. Hooray.
What am I supposed to do? Say all the names or just...
Yeah, read them off and then you can declare.
Okay, I have Principal Snyder.
Sexy.
Oh, yes, very sexy.
Is that looks like a little rat?
Glory or Glorificus?
What?
Glory.
That's right.
And Hank Summers, portrayed by Dean Butler.
Mm.
From, what was it, Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Well, I think I'm going to just have to kill Glory right off the bat, only because she seems like she would be a mean person.
Yeah.
And not mean in like a good sort of Vamp Willow way.
Right.
No, she was a bitch.
She was really a bitch.
Yeah.
I think I will marry... I'll marry Principal Snyder because that doesn't necessarily mean I have to give anything to him. I can be a kept woman. He's got a job, right?
He does have a job.
And then I can fuck Hank Summers because... Dean Butler, come on, he's cute. Even though he was
a
robot.
On her face.
Wasn't he a robot in that show?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Wait, who was he again? What was he?
Oh, no, he wasn't the robot. He was just Buffy's dad.
Yeah.
He wasn't really in anything. Who was the guy who played the robot?
Who played Adam? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't that. It was when
when his mom, when
Joyce
dating.
Went on a date with somebody, and I can't remember the guy's name, and I feel really bad.
You're all terrible people.
He was in Three's Company. He died.
Jack.
iRobot.
Oh.
Is it iRobot Eugene?
John Ritter.
Thank you. Yes.
It was like Jack Tripper. No, that's the character.
Yes, Jack Tripper the robot.
Awesome. Okay.
Anyway.
I would do that robot. Mm-hmm. All right, let's have Cisco reach his hand into my box.
Ooh, oh, it's so warm.
I know, I keep it warm.
Oh, I can't get my hand out.
Well, get it out, get it out.
Okay, thank you. Let's see what I have. I have Miss Sarah Michelle Gellar as Buffy.
Oh my goodness.
I have Miss Allison Hannigan as Willow.
Ooh.
And I have Glory as well, so.
You got girlies.
Glory's dead.
No love for Glory.
I'd fuck Buffy because some of those gymnastic moves and that. Right. She's cheerleader.
She's a
everyone
cheerleader.
Wants to, it's true. Everyone wants to fuck the cheerleader.
Even the gay man.
He'll just do the splits on
and
you.
And of course, like Willow initially would be my fag hag, and eventually we would just settle for each other and I'd marry Willow.
You would marry a lesbian.
Sure, yeah. We'd be
isn't
each other's beards.
Your gaydom?
No, it actually in the past it happened a lot. They were beards for each other.
That makes sense. But I thought like the new community, the new thing that's like always on.
Ew, yuck. I'm not mainstream anything. I'm so hip that I'm not hip.
You're so hip that you're not hip.
That you come around circle.
All right. Wow. You know how that happens. So would you want dark Willow or would you want like
Willow? Nice Willow, cute Willow.
Do you want dark Willow to like, you know, rough you up a little bit?
Dark Willow is
no, you don't want to go to like her dungeon.
No, I'm okay. I want her to make me cookies.
He doesn't need to happen.
I don't want. I want her to take care of my house.
Do you
house.
Want like pre witch Willow or do you want?
No,
witch
I want
Willow?
Witch Willow. I will allow her to continue delving.
Witch Willow.
Oh my god, you will be the worst, like biggest asshole husband I've ever heard of in my life.
I feel like dark Willow would be more fitting for you though.
I know.
Because instead
that's
of
what
regular
I'm
cookies, you'd get like human flesh cookies, which I mean, is
don't
kind you of
human
what you
flesh
want,
cookies
right?
are delicious, but flesh she's mints? Not going to get my recipes right.
I thought you said that you wanted her to make your cookies. Obviously,
no,
she's a woman
make
that can
me
make cookies.
Regular cookies.
She can make you flesh
human
cookies.
Human flesh cookies are tough. They come out chewy if you just don't make them right.
But oh she's Dark Willow. She's perfect at everything.
Lord. Oh, dear.
Oh, my gracious.
Always criticizing.
It's like, you know what? You'd be the worst.
Chauvinistic pig that you
You'd be exactly the guy I would date, so shut up.
Shut your mouth.
Really? Would you date me?
Stop. Dude, stop using that voice. Stop it.
That.
All right, let's get Frank's hands all up in my box.
Oh, God, there's slime.
There is no slime.
What is that?
Just start making her
lady. Is that a seed?
Oh, my God.
Is that a hand?
All right, I got three, and
I'm going to say something mean to him in a second.
With them, I got Rona, the Vampire Slayer, Olivia, and Halfrick.
Halfrick.
A.K.A.
Cecily.
Well, I didn't really care for... Well, actually, I didn't care for Olivia, so I'm just going to shoot her. She's gone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Olivia.
Bye, Olivia. I'm going to fuck Rona because... Well, I mean, she's there.
And, she seemed, and we know how she, picky Frank
she
is.
She seemed pretty uptight.
In the sexual department.
She seemed pretty uptight
Frank
during
just
the show,
needs a hole,
so
right?
I just feel like maybe, you know, if she had fun once in a while, she wouldn't be such a bitch.
Do you have that philosophy in life?
Yes, I do.
Somebody just needs to get fucked because they're uptight.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Loosen it up all in there.
That's where you keep your uptightness
from the inside.
In your couch.
That's why we're all reaching in your box today to help you with that.
Oh really? Oh god.
Would marry Halfrick because she would kill me if I didn't.
That's true.
I'll let Stacey go before me because I haven't.
No, I am host. I decide order.
Yep.
She is host.
I quite figured out what
wrong like
don't
bull.
Care. Don't take over my show.
I wasn't trying to take away your show. I was trying to be nice because
I
can't
care.
Figure it out.
Well, you haven't chosen yet.
Choose
so.
Now. Choose now. Choose now.
There, it's chosen. Breaking the fourth wall. Breaking the fourth wall? Okay, so I have the
that is improper English.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have the master... Principal Wood and Oz. Well, okay. I would obviously sleep with Oz, except for that one time a month when he turns into a werewolf.
Dude, I would marry Oz. I had a bird named Oz after him.
That's true. Oz would be good married.
I would, I think, go along with the same lines as Julie and marry the principal because he's got a steady job. Plus, he can. Plus, if I was like Buffy, he could help me slay vampires because eventually he does. Because he's kind of awesome that way. And I guess I would kill the master because he's the master, and why wouldn't you kill him?
I guess.
And he lives underground.
He could probably provide for you.
And he's not really all that good looking.
He tricks a little child as the chosen one for him. And I'm killing him. He's the master. It's done.
I don't think the master would be a perfect husband
for
you.
It's done.
Like, he would take care of you.
No, I like the principal.
He likes little children.
I like the principal.
He likes the chickens.
He likes the children.
Chickens.
I like the principal. The master is dead.
All right. Now I will pick.
Miss Anastasia.
All right. Hand in own box.
You're touching your box.
Ew, I don't want to watch this.
I'm done touching it. Get over it. It's happened.
That is disturbing.
So is your face.
Oh, okay.
So I got Principal Robert Bob Flutie.
Everyone got Principal.
I got Jenny Calendar, and then what? I got Spike.
Ah! Well, we know what.
I can't even live right now.
Okay. Let's kill Spike.
So I would marry Spike because he would be the perfect man for
me. No, he would not.
He would be the perfect man. In every possible way, right? Like,
yeah.
If you know anything about me, Spike would be the ideal person to marry me. So I'm going to marry him. Mm. We're going to have babies.
Little vampire babies.
Are they going to sparkle like the Twilight one?
No.
No.
They're not going to sparkle.
Get the fuck out.
No. Be nice to our guest. But no.
She brought up the dark word.
Ironically.
Twilight.
If you say it one more time.
They'll come here. I know.
I'm going to fuck Jenny Calendar. Because I don't really want to fuck the principal. I would rather fuck Jenny Calendar. She is kind of a sensible chick. She's like new agey. She probably knows some tricks. I mean, like, why not? Like, why not screw
her? She entertained Giles, so she's probably pretty good.
Maybe Giles would join us. I'm okay with that. That's cool.
Or the Ripper.
Or the Ripper.
I like Giles as the Ripper. Much better.
The Ripper could join us. Whatever. I mean, it would be better if he joined us. But okay.
He's also King Uther.
And I'm going to kill Principal Robert Bob Flutie because he dies in the series. I know why. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. He gets eaten by hyenas, which aren't really hyenas. He's just eaten alive by like children that are possessed by hyenas.
I'm okay with that.
So that's like, he's already going to die.
It's a thing.
He's being Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, it happens all the time.
He is Thanksgiving dinner.
Sometimes it happens to me. And I'm like, seriously, stop eating me alive. Get over it. So that is my chosens. So we're about wrapping up. So we're going.
What?
I know. No. Like what?
Oh, time flies.
What balls? Stacey. Balls. Can we have my hammer as the penis? Like played once. Like this is my episode.
The hammer is my penis.
Thank you.
The hammer is my penis. Oh. The hammer is my.
She's getting counted by a hammer.
Well, thank you all for listening to our Buffy episode. We have a wonderful guest again, Julie. Kirkman. Julie Kirkman. And if you have anything to plug, I know you're in plays and stuff. Go
plug
ahead.
Things.
Plug things. Well, right now I'm appearing in Angel Academy at the Next Stage Theater.
Yeah.
It's on Wednesday nights. So, you know, if you're not one of those people who sleeps on Wednesday nights, come see it.
Awesome. And your website is
juliekirkman.com.
Check her out. She's a great actress. We love having her on. And please follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We have Pinterest now. We have Instagram. We have all kinds of amazing stuff. So social whore us out, right?
Yeah.
Next week, our host is Rachel, and we will have Bernie Bregman from
Nerds Like Us. Thank you.
So check out their Facebook and all that jazz, because they have some amazing like screenings, nerd screenings, and I think they just had
last night. I think of Lost Boys
was last night, and they have amazing ones. So check them out, and that's our episode.
Yay!
Bye guys.
Bye guys. See you next week.
Oh, it was. was so nice seeing everyone. Years ago, ew. Stacy, I suddenly feel in love with you.
I know, right?
Stacy, let's run away.
Let's run away together.
I feel like I have to start a punk band now.
Sociopath, salty pants, get ready, initiating awkward conversation in 3, 2, 1.